Welcome to the Seed of Peace podcast. I'm your host, Katie Johnson. It is my humble mission to plant this powerful seed into hearts all around the world so we can connect to our roots, embody our truth, and be free to live a life that feels like our own. This one's for the change makers, the seekers, the healers and self-healers, the ones who know there's more to life. Driven by the values of depth, authenticity, growth, and unity, this podcast is a direct, unedited transmission guided with the intention to return you to a deeply embodied sense of peace and purpose. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Seed of Peace podcast. Thank you again so much for being here with me. Today, touching on last week's episode, I wanted to talk about the difference between life and our life story. So, actually going all the way back to the very first episode, or maybe the second, where I talked about identity and sort of who am I? You know, that big question. It's very, very hard to define who we are without sort of just starting to tell a story of what our experiences have been. And from what I have seen in my own life is that when we're living from a place of life story, as opposed to living life itself. Sorry, I'm fidgeting with charges. But I am not editing this. I'm really proud of myself for not being such a perfectionist. I would definitely do an episode on that because that's been such an interesting journey. But what was I saying? When we are living from our life story, there's a lot more complexity that we add to the experience of life. I'd shared previously that I realized recently that life very beautifully and simply and powerfully put is just the unfolding of infinite potential moment by moment. That's really all that life is. And when we can meet life in that, we notice that there is a freshness and a newness to the experience of life. And when you're in this state, there is really no need to try to enjoy life and try to be present with life, because it's just incredible. And you have this very lucid understanding that this is an incredible, incredible experience. And to be conscious of our experience is like, whoa. But sometimes I feel that that realization is almost not enough for us. We're so used to living in dramas. We're so used to living in these stories. So how about we let that be enough? Right? That maybe we can take the suggestion that life is this moment by moment unfolding of infinite potential, and it's miraculous that we're even having this experience, but bringing it into our own experience, maybe we can allow ourselves to want a story. Maybe we can hold space for that. Okay, so when we do this, when we can bring a sense of consciousness and awareness and a sense of choice to the story, what does your story say about you? And what is your story enabling in terms of your experience of life? Is it enabling joy, peace, love? Is it enabling the values that you define yourself by? The values that you want to live by? The values that you get to live by the way. If they're your values, they are your values. Or is it enabling the opposite? So it's about bringing ourselves to this point of awareness of what is my story? And do I need to change it a little bit? Right? Because a lot of the time, our life story is often the genesis of the suffering that we experience. And then we say that life is suffering, but it's actually that our life story is suffering. And it may have been that there have been moments in your life that were suffering, but in holding on to what happened, you keep that alive. You keep yourself frozen in time, and you keep that suffering and that story alive. And you close off to the wonder of what is actually flowing through, which is simply opportunity to meet life in that unfolding, to meet yourself in that unfolding. And I suppose it would be correct to say that most people do not live in this unfolding because the uncertainty is too great. And it seems we would rather choose the certainty of suffering, the certainty of our story, than to open up to the potential of what could be. And I can understand that. There's a sense of comfort in what we know, of course. And like that incredible Pink Floyd song, that we've become comfortably numb. And this is what can happen in so many lives, where we become so accustomed to the suffering enabled by our life story, that we start to develop a deep mistrust of life itself, because we're confusing the two. Right? And it's so important to see the separation between life itself, the moment by moment unfolding of infinite potential, versus our life story. And oftentimes what we do in our experience of life is we take life and we pull it through the filter of our life story so that we can make sense of the experience. And so I'm offering this invitation to actually bring it into the medium of a story, right? It's okay that we want to have a life story. You get to have a life story. You came here for an experience, right? So for now, you're welcome to have those lovely lucid glimpses that life is this beautiful unfolding. And if you'd like, you can take that into your story. And you begin writing the script. Now, in order to maintain a sense of trust, the script kind of needs to build on what happened before, right? So we kind of need to tie up loose ends. Maybe we need to kill off some characters. Maybe we need to introduce some new ones. Maybe we need to move across the world. Whatever it is, right? You get to shift this script in a way that makes sense, in a way that's congruent to the story itself, right? And in this story, you play the main character. You choose all the different characters as well. And I mean, I don't want to enable like this whole kind of fantasy land of like, you can be a dragon. I mean, maybe you can, I don't know. But the whole point of this podcast is to offer groundedness in this spiritual experience of being human. So what I am inviting is that you don't have to completely drop the story and only live in this flow of life if that doesn't feel tangible to you. But I am offering you the truth that this is what life is, and that we can take this truth into our experience of life, which is often told through our life story. So reflecting on your life story, what have the key themes been? And how have they led to the suffering, end of quote, that you are experiencing these days? Now remember, this is not a belittling of the suffering that you are experiencing. And as I said, it's not enough to say that suffering is an illusion, right? That is the truth. But what is underneath that or around it is that suffering is a symptom of living separate to life itself, i.e. living in our life story, filtering the experience of life through perceptions of the past, which kind of enable fear of the present and fear of the future. And how can you at this point look back at this story and kind of wrap it up? Right? If you're listening to this, I feel quite confident that you are either a person who is very capable of wrapping up chapters, or you're somebody who's ready to wrap up a chapter, okay? You get to do that. This isn't you leaving things behind and abandoning them and bypassing. We are really not about that here. And I think it's, yeah, that really goes without saying. So what is it about your story that you can... Change isn't even the right word. It's like, what can you add to it now? What can you add into this story that makes everything else make sense? Using life itself and the experience of life as your muse, as your inspiration, as evidence of incredible things. How can you make everything that came before make sense? How can you make peace with everything that came before, knowing that everything that you have experienced has led up to this very moment here, this version of you? And so if that's true, you can think about the version of you that would be possible if you made peace with all of that, if you integrated everything. Now that's a thought worth thinking about. Sometimes we have this really beautiful, vivid imagination that everything's going to be wonderful in the future when this happens, or I become this person, or I get this raise, or I move to this place. But I'm telling you now, if you do not take action on making peace with what has happened and begin to be the conscious co-creator of this story of your life, there is no way that anything is going to change significantly. And if you do not know what comes next in your chapter, well done. Because nobody does, right? Our life story is a way of kind of cushioning us with a sense of control, a sense of, no, I know what's going to happen. But the truth is we don't. Because the truth is, life is the moment by moment unfolding of infinite potential. And that is exciting. And I invite you, the reason I am suggesting to kind of stick with this story but begin to change it is that begins to close the gap, okay? And in time, as that gap closes, you begin to trust and deeply enjoy being in this flow of life. It's a sense of not caring whilst being fully present with the experience of life. Quite opposite to dissociating. And it's interesting because when our reality gets too painful, this is when we dissociate. But the reality we are dissociating from is the reality that we have created, is the story that we tell ourselves, and the story that is being told to us when we filter life through the lens of that story. But life that is happening as it is, moment by moment, is never something that you would have to run away from, ever. And I appreciate there are certain scenarios where that seems hard to believe. There are certain things that can happen in this life that are so seemingly unpleasant. But a lot of this, all of it, I believe, is a result of people living from the pain of these stories. And that is what creates more pain. That is what creates the pain that we think we're supposed to run away from. And somehow, somewhere, someone needs to break that cycle and bridge that gap, make peace with their story, and bring peace into their story, and edge closer and closer to be one with that true experience of life. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope this has served you in some way. Peace and love with you always, from my heart to yours. Thank you.